This podcast is brought to you by the Texas Comptroller of Public Accounts. Hey everyone, it's Melissa, and I'm here again to do a spotlight podcast on the upcoming franchise tax annual filing, which is due Tuesday, May 15, 2018. Today I have Betsy Poe, a tax specialist with tax policy. How are you today, Betsy?
I'm great, Melissa. Thanks for having me today.
Absolutely. You're one of our resident experts on franchise tax. How long have you been working with the Comptroller's Office with franchise tax?
I've actually been in tax policy in the Comptroller's Office working with franchise tax for over 18 years.
Wow, that's amazing. No wonder you're our expert. Betsy, what is franchise tax?
Franchise tax is a privilege tax imposed on each taxable entity formed in Texas or doing business in Texas.
Each taxable entity. What is considered a taxable entity?
A great question, Melissa. A taxable entity can be a corporation, a limited liability company, and this includes single-member LLCs and series LLCs, professional associations, and partnerships, general, limited, and limited liability partnerships, just to name a few.
Thanks, Betsy. Well, what if I'm not a corporation or LLC? What if I'm just a sole proprietor?
Businesses that have no limited liability protection for the owner's assets, like a sole proprietorship, and qualified exempt entities, meaning they have applied for exemption from franchise tax, do not file or pay franchise tax. Some of these entities include sole proprietorships, as you mentioned, but not single member LLCs, general partnerships directly owned by natural persons, and entities exempt under the tax code chapter 171, and a few others that have to file a no tax due report, but actually owe no tax.
Great. Betsy, something you mentioned threw me off. You said general partnerships made up of natural persons. What do you mean by that?
Melissa, you and I are natural persons.
Got it. So general partnership made of you and I do not have to file a franchise tax report. Do I got it?
You got it, Melissa.
Thanks. All right, let's talk about what a taxable entity needs to file by May 15th.
A taxable entity must file on or before the due date a franchise tax return, an information report, which could be either an ownership or a public information report, and any tax payment due.
Is there only one type of franchise tax report?
No, there's actually three format filing options. The no tax due report, the easy computation report, and the long form report.
All right, Betsy, you know me, I don't like a lot of options. Which one is the most common?
The most common report filed is the no tax due report. We had over 623,000 entities file the no tax due report online last year. But to qualify for this report filing, your entity must have total revenue under the threshold limit. And the threshold limit for the 2018 and 2019 report years is $1,130,000.
Hold on, Betsy. You're saying to be qualified to file a no tax due report, my revenue has to be under $1,130,000 last year?
You got it, Melissa.
All right, now I see why it's so common. But Betsy, you said 2018 and 2019 report years. How do I know my revenue for 2018? The year isn't even over yet.
Don't worry, Melissa. That confuses a lot of people. But for tax report year 2018, which is the report due May 15, 2018, you're actually reporting your business's 2017 accounting year data.
Okay. Can you give me an example?
Sure. Let's say you're on a regular calendar filing status, which means you report data for January through December for your accounting period. On your 2018 no tax due report, you enter your accounting begin date as 01/01/2017 and your end date as 12/31/2017.
I got it now. For report year 2018, this is covering my accounting year from 2017.
And something else to remember, Melissa? No tax due reports must be filed electronically.
That's right. How would someone even get set up to report online?
Well, first, you need to check out the franchise tax reminder notice we mailed to you. On that notice, you should see your business's web file number. Typically, it's located in the top left corner of the notice. Your web file number starts with XT and is followed by 6 digits. Next, go to our website, comptroller.texas.gov, and choose Web File Electronic Filing and Paying. And if you need help, be sure to check out our helpful videos, specifically Getting Started with Web File.
Betsy, you're absolutely right. We have so many video tutorials out there, but getting started with Webfile is definitely the right way to go.
I completely agree, and you can use the same system to file a franchise tax report extension if you want or need one.
Extension? I thought that was the same as my federal extension filing.
It's actually not. The franchise tax extension filing is independent from your federal report extension filing. If you need an extension to file your franchise tax report, you must request your franchise tax report extension on or before May 15th. For non-mandatory filers, the extension is granted through November 15th. These are businesses that paid less than $10,000 in franchise tax in the state's fiscal year of September 1, 2016 through August 31, 2017.
Betsy, if I'm a small business and let's say I always file a no tax to report, but this year, for whatever reason, I need to file an extension, how long am I extended for?
Melissa, if your small business always files no tax reports and never pays tax, then I'm confident that your extension will be good through November 15th.
Betsy, thank you so much for reviewing important information regarding this year's franchise tax filings. When is the due date again?
It's Tuesday, May 15th, 2018.
And because you're our resident expert, where would you recommend getting additional information from?
Well, you would start on our homepage at comptroller.texas.gov, then choose franchise tax. There you'll find our franchise tax overview webpage link, annual tax rates, total revenue thresholds, printable forms, rules, frequently asked questions, and so much more.
Great. Thank you, Betsy. And thank you to our listeners for taking the time to listen to our podcast. Just a reminder, the second quarter podcast is coming up next month covering exempt organizations. But in the meantime, keep checking out our Spotlight podcast for information on tax breaks and other useful information. Y'all have a great day.